The interview seemed over. The principal of the college sat looking at the candidate. The principal's back was to the light, and her stout, short outline was solid against the window, softened only by the fuzz of her aging but rather pretty hair. Outside the bleak and brutal Cambridge afternoon, December and raining. The candidate sat opposite, wondering what to do. The chair had a soft seat, but wooden arms. She crossed her legs first one way and then the other, then wondered about crossing her legs at all. She wondered whether to get up. There was a cigarette box beside her. She wondered whether she would be offered a cigarette. There was a decanter of sherry in the bookcase. It had a neglected air. This was the third interview of the day. The first had been as she had expected, carping, snappish, harsh, watchful, and friendly even before you had your hand off the door handle. Seeing how much you could take, typical Cambridge, a sign of the times. An hour later, and then the second interview. Five of them this time, behind a table. Four women, one man, all in old clothes. That had been a long one. Polite, though. Not so bad. Is there anything that you would like to ask us? Yes, please. Why I'm here. Whether I really want to come, even if you invite me. What you're all like. Have you ever run mad for love, considered suicide, cried in the cinema, clung to somebody in bed? No, thank you. I think Miss Blenkinsop Briggs has already answered my questions in the interview this morning. They moved their pens about, pursed their lips, turned to one another from the waist, put together the tips of their fingers. I look alert. I sit upright. I survey them coolly, but not without respect. I might get in on this one. But don't think it's a good sign when they're nice to you, said old Miss Bex. And now here we are, the third interview, meeting the principal. An interview with the principal means I'm in for a scholarship. How ridiculous. I can't see her face against the light. She's got a brooding shape. She is a mass. Beneath the fuzz, a mass. A massive intelligence clicking and ticking away, observing, assessing, sifting, pigeonholing. Not a feeling, not an emotion, not a dizzy thought. A formidable woman. She's getting up. It has been delightful. She hopes that we may meet again. Does that mean I'm in? What a long way I have to come for an interview. The far, far north. She hopes that I was comfortable last night. We shake hands in quite a northern way. Then she puts on a coat. A very nice coat, too. Fur. Nice fur. Something human, then, about her somewhere. She walks with me to the door and down the stairs, and we pause again on the college steps. There is a cold, white mist swirling about, rising from the river. The trees lean, swinging long black ropes at the water. A courtyard, frosty, of lovely proportions. A fountain, a gateway. In the windows round the courtyard, the lights are coming on one by one. But it is damp, old. Cold, cold, cold. Cold as home. Shall I come here? Would I like it after all?